在一起来学习啊，良心与罪性。
This morning, I would like to study with everyone conscience and sinful nature.
啊，很多从亚洲来的这些移民呢、啊，都是拜偶像。
Many immigrants from Asian countries worship idols.
啊，你如果问他啊，为什么这个偶像是人造的会变成神呢？
And if you ask them, how could something created by human hands become a god?
啊，他没有办法解释。
They are not able to answer.
哦，那这个叫做迷信。
And this is blind faith.
哦，那他们所拜的神啊，是古代的好人。
And some of the gods they worship are good people from the past.
哦，那一些好人，他是人啊，你怎么帮他当神拜？
But they were humans. How can you worship them as gods?
也没有办法解释。
And they cannot answer that either.
这个叫做迷信。
This is also blind faith.
那我们的信仰啊，是能够解释的。
But our faith can be explained.
啊，所以罗马书就是在解释啊，我们的信仰是什么。
So the book of Romans is explaining what is our faith.
啊，罗马书的第六章啊，在提到洗礼。
Romans chapter 6 talks about baptism.
啊，洗礼让我们能够被称为义。
Baptism makes us, justifies us.
啊，我们本来在神的标准之下，没有一个义人。
Before, under the standards of God, we were not one of us was righteous.
啊，每个人都是罪人。
We were all sinners.
啊，只有一个是义人，就是神本身。
Only one was righteous, and that was God Himself.
还有神降世为人，就是耶稣基督。
And Him coming here as a human being, which is Jesus Christ.
那有罪的人怎么跟这一位圣洁没有罪的神建立关系呢？
How can a sinner have a relationship with this God who is holy?
就是要被称义。
That sinner must be made holy.
就是相信耶稣为我的罪而死。
Or be made righteous, which comes by believing that Jesus Christ died for our sins.
他是我的救主。
That He is our Savior.
接受洗礼的时候，主耶稣的宝血在水里面显现，洗掉我们的罪。
And during baptism, the blood of Christ washed away our sins.
那从那天开始，我们就穿着白衣服，跟神重新建立关系。
And from that day forward, we have put on white robes, so we have a renewed relationship with God.
那跟神建立关系就有很多的福气。
And when we have a relationship with God, that comes with many blessings.
到罗马书第八章就是在讲成圣。
And Romans chapter 8 talks about sanctification.
那从称义到成圣有一个过程，就是罗马书第七章。
There is a process from justification to sanctification, which is in Romans chapter 7.
有的人信耶稣他的入门是从肉体上、物质上、今生上的需要。
And sometimes when people begin their faith, they enter faith through a physical, material, or emotional need.
所以一般如果生活安逸无虑的，要叫他来信耶稣不简单。
So sometimes it's difficult for a person to believe in Christ if their lives are going very well.
但是如果一个人经历很多的苦难，觉得无路可走，要叫他来信耶稣比较容易。
But if a person feels like there is no way for them to go, they have encountered many difficulties, then sometimes it's easier for that person to believe.
所以每个人信耶稣那个入门的原因不太一样。
So we might all enter into the faith through different ways.
那我们受洗以后，我们就变成神的儿女。
And after we are baptized, we become the children of God.
那下面我信仰到底要追求什么？
And after that, what should we pursue in our faith?
这个非常的重要。
This is very important.
我们先来看一节圣经，哥林多前书十五章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书的十五章。
1 Corinthians 15.
十五章的十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
请。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable.
这里讲如果我们信耶稣我们所有对主耶稣的盼望都是今生，就是我还活着的时候，那我们信耶稣就很可怜了。
This describes how if the only reason we believe in Christ is because of things in this world, then we are pitiable.
啊，为什么？
Why?
因为我们没有渴望一个更宝贵的福分。
Because that means we don't have hope for a more precious inheritance.
那更宝贵的福分就是将来从死里复活。
Which is that resurrection from the dead.
啊，然后在天国享受永生。
And that eternal life in heaven.
啊，所以信耶稣的目的哈，应该是超越啊我们今世的生活。
So the purpose of believing in Christ should be beyond this world in our material lives.
那进到天国的盼望。
So we should hope in eternal, the kingdom of heaven.
啊，如果这个是我们信耶稣最后的目的。
If this is the final destination of our believing in Christ.
那有一件事情非常重要。
Then one thing is very important.
就是要成圣。
Which is sanctification.
啊，那成圣是什么？
What is sanctification?
啊，成圣的目标就是要跟主耶稣一样。
Sanctification's purpose is to become to become just like Christ.
啊，所以如果我们看以弗所书，
If we look at Ephesians,
啊，以弗所书的第五章，
Chapter 5,
第五章的第一节，
Chapter 5, verse 1, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, therefore be imitators of God as dear children.
啊，这里讲到要效法神。
Here it tells us to be imitators of God.
啊，好像蒙慈爱的儿女。
As dear children.
啊，所以我们做儿女要效法我们天上的父亲。
As children, we should emulate or imitate our heavenly Father.
那在旧约时代哦，神说我是圣的。
In the Old Testament, God said, "I am holy."
哦，所以你们要圣洁。
Therefore, you must be holy.
哦，因此在旧约时代就有这种追求圣洁的观念。
So in the Old Testament already, there was this concept of pursuing holiness.
那在新约时代。
In the New Testament,
哦，成圣就是跟主耶稣一样。
To be sanctified, to become holy is to become like Jesus Christ.
所以保罗说，你要效法我，好像我效法耶稣。
That's why Paul said, "Be imitators of me, just as I am an imitator of Christ."
哦，所以保罗一辈子就是要把主耶稣的生命活出来。
So In his whole life, Paul was trying to imitate Christ.
因此到最后他写腓立比书的时候说，我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
So that when he wrote Philippians, he said, to live is Christ, to die is gain.
那什么叫做我活着就是基督？就是把主耶稣彰显出来，在我们生命中把主耶稣活出来。
What does it mean to live as Christ? It means that in your life, you live out the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，也就是赞美诗有一首说，让别人在我们身上看到神。
Just like that.
看到主耶稣。
Hymn says that others see Jesus in you.
啊，那如果我们有一个成圣的目标。
If we have the goal of holiness.
我们信仰就会一直在进步。
Then our faith will continue to improve.
哦。但是如果我们的信仰只满足于我们在物质上、肉体上今生的恩典，有时候信仰生活一顺利，以后信仰不冷不热。
But if our faith is just static and we just pursue after the things in this world, then we will become lukewarm.
那如果我们要追求成圣就会产生一个经验，就是在罗马书第七章提到良心跟罪性的征战。
So in the process of transitioning from justification to sanctification, we will undergo a struggle, which is what is described in Romans chapter 7.
有时候我们常常想，为什么我信耶稣，我没有像罗马书第七章讲这些经验。
Sometimes we might think, even though I believe in Jesus, how come I don't experience what is described here?
很可能是因为我们没有成圣，在追求这个成圣。
It could be because we have not been pursuing holiness.
好，我们现在来看罗马书第七章。
Let us look at Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
第七章的第七节。
Verse 7.
请。
Romans chapter 7, verse 7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law. For I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, "You shall not covet."
这个地方讲律法是叫人知罪的。
It tells here that the law allows us to know sin.
圣经里面讲一个人犯罪，罪就进入世界。
The Bible says, because of one man's sin, sin entered the world.
哦，那个一个人犯罪就是亚当嘛。
And that one man was Adam.
啊，亚当犯罪，罪就进到世界。
And because of his sin, sin entered the world.
那律法什么时候开始？律法是从摩西上到西乃山，神给他，这个时候开始。
When did the law begin? The law began when Moses went up to Mount Sinai and God gave him the commandments.
那从亚当犯罪到摩西上到西乃山接受律法，这段时间有没有罪？
But what about the period between when Adam sinned and when Moses went up onto Mount Sinai? Was there sin?
如果我们读旧约十章，这段时间人是活在罪里面呢。
And according to the Old Testament, people lived in sin at that time too. 哦，
所以才会有挪亚造方舟，神毁灭当时的世代。
And that is why Noah had to build an ark, so God had to could destroy the world.
哦，因为当事人想的都是恶，行为都败坏。
Because the people of that time, they constantly thought of evil and they were corrupted.
那才有神毁灭索多玛城。
And God also destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为索多玛充满暴力，充满淫乱。
Because Sodom was full of violence and sexual immorality.
但是如果没有律法，他们就不知道自己有罪，只是知道生活有很多问题，但不知道自己有罪。
But because there was no law, they did not know they had sinned. They just knew their lives were full of problems.
哦，这个好像什么？
And what is this like?
用一个比喻啊，很相近，但是不完全一样啊。就是如果我们在家里忽然开始发烧，喉咙开始这样哑哑的，身体全身不适啊，我们就觉得这个不太对。
And an analogy which is not quite exact, but it can be similar, is if we are at home and suddenly we had a fever or a sore throat and we're not feeling well, we just know something's wrong.
COVID 这个测试剂一测，才发现原来我们有 COVID.
But then we have this COVID test that we have at home, and then we can test it and we find out, now that we actually have COVID.
那你还没有测以前，已经感觉到这个不对了。
But before you took the test, you already felt something was wrong.
所以从亚当一直到摩西那个世代，人已经活在罪里面，受苦很多，那个症状已经在。
So from Adam until Moses, there were already many sins, and people were already suffering as a result.
那现在神颁布了律法。
And then God brought the law.
用这个律法的标准一量，原来我们是天天活在罪里面。
And when you measure yourself according to the standard of the law, then you realize that every day you were actually living in sin.
那律法是不好吗？不，律法是好的。
So was the law not good? Actually, the law was good.
你看十条诫命，每一条都是好的。
If you look at the Ten Commandments, they are all good.
如果这个社会问题很多，不是因为遵守十条诫命引起的。
If there are problems in this world, it is not because people obeyed the Ten Commandments.
是因为我们活在罪里面而造成的。
It is because we are living in sin.
所以律法让人显明罪。
So the law allows us to know sin.
那这个律法也是一面镜子。
The law is also a mirror.
我们没有站在镜子面前，我们永远不认识自己。
If we never stand in front of a mirror, then we would never know what we look like.
但是当我们站在镜子面前一反照，我们就看清楚自己。
But when we look at our reflection in the mirror, then we understand what we look like.
那神的话就是一面镜子。
The word of God is a mirror.
所以我们在神的话面前来衡量自己，我们就知道我们人有罪性。
So if we measure ourselves in the standard of the word of God, then we realize that we have this sinful nature.
因此人性是善呢，还是恶呢？
Is man's nature sinful or evil or good?
这个是从古到现在人一直在想的问题，到底人性是善，人性是恶呢？
Many philosophers have debated whether human nature is good or evil.
但是如果我们进到第七章，我们就发现人有罪性。
If we read Romans chapter 7, we realize that man has this sinful nature.
我们现在回来看第七罗马书第七章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章的十五节。
Romans chapter 7, verse 15.
请。
Romans 7:15. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do.
十六节。
16. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good.
17.
17. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me.
这个是保罗在讲他自己的体验。
Here Paul was describing his own experience.
在15节他这样讲。
In verse 15.
14节哈。
14.
我们原晓得律法是属乎灵，但我是属乎肉体，是卖给罪。
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin.
所以圣经把这个属乎肉体跟罪连在一起。
So here, being carnal and sin are connected.
那这个什么叫做属乎肉体？难道真的是有肉有血这个肉体吗？
What does it mean to be carnal? Is it just that we have this flesh?
如果我们看在哥林多前书第三章的描写。
If we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书的第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章的第一节。
Verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ.
第二节。
Verse 2, I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able.
第三节。
3, for you are still carnal, for where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men?
这里圣经在描写哥林多教会很多问题。
Here the Bible was describing how the Corinthian church had many problems.
那其中有一个原因就是他们还是属乎肉体。
And one of the reasons was because they were carnal.
所以在第一节里面讲，我没有办法把你们当作属灵的。
So that's why Paul said that I cannot treat you as spiritual people.
所以你们是属乎肉体。
Because they are carnal.
那属乎肉体就是婴孩啊。
And those who are still carnal are babes in Christ.
那什么叫属乎肉体？
What does it mean to be carnal?
所以在第三节。
Verse 3.
因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争。
For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you.
嫉妒纷争是什么？是罪性。
So these are all parts of sinful nature.
所以当圣经里面在讲属乎肉体，就是表示这个人有罪性。
So when the Bible describes someone as carnal, that means that that person is behaving according to their sinful nature.
那这个哥林多教会他已经信耶稣了。
The Corinthian church members had already believed in Jesus Christ.
他已经受洗了。
They had already been baptized.
他已经被称义了。
They were already justified.
他们已经是神的儿女啊。
They were already the children of God.
但是在属灵上还是婴孩。
But spiritually, they were still only babies.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们的生活还被罪性所控制。
Because their lives were still controlled by their sinful nature.
那有嫉妒纷争，教会就没有平安了。
Where there are envy, strife, and divisions, the church will not be at peace.
那很显然，哥林多教会需要进步啊。
So the Corinthian church needed to improve.
那进步就是要从属乎肉体变成属灵。
To improve means to go from being carnal to be spiritual.
也就是说，要从罪性得到解脱。
Which means to depart or be freed from their sinful nature.
那教会里面没有嫉妒，没有纷争。
Then the church will have no envy, strife, or division.
那教会就很平安了。
And the church will be at peace.
那这个叫做属灵。
This is spiritual.
这个叫做成圣。
This is holiness.
这个叫长大成人。
This is to be mature and to grow into maturity.
那这个叫做荣耀神。
And also means to glorify God.
这个叫做让别人在我们教会里面看到主耶稣。
This is also how others can see the Lord Jesus in our church.
就是人能够脱离罪性的控制，能够把主耶稣的神性表现出来。
Which is when all of us can lay aside our sinful nature, escape from its bondage, and manifest the image of Christ.
所以信耶稣不是没事情做。
So to be Christians doesn't mean we have nothing to do.
信耶稣也不是说在世界上辉煌腾达、成功成名，这样来荣耀神。圣经没有这样讲的。
And to be Christian also does not mean that we become super successful in the world and become famous and to glorify God's name. The Bible doesn't say that.
圣经里面讲荣耀神都是有神的同在。
The Bible always says to glorify God comes with the abidance of God.
有主耶稣的样式。
And it comes with the image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
把神的本性活出来，像主耶稣一样。
so that we can manifest the divine nature of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们再回到哥林多前书的第七章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 7.
罗马书的第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
罗马书的第七章就在讲保罗说我想要做做不出来。
So in Romans 7, Paul describes how what he wants to do, he is unable to.
然后我不想恶我就一起去做。
And the evil that he does not wish to do, he does.
那十七节
In verse 17.
这是住在我里面的罪做的，这是罪性。我里面有一个罪性是罪做的，不是我想做的。
He says it is the sin that dwells in him that does these evil things.
所以这个就告诉我们人有一个事实洗礼以后还是有罪性。
So this tells us a reality, which is that after baptism, we still have our sinful nature.
我们过去洗礼以前所有的罪，在洗礼的时候被称作义人，那个都已经过去了。
So all the sins we committed before baptism were washed away, so we were made righteous at that moment.
但是带有肉体，人就带有罪性。
But because we still have our fleshly bodies, so we have our sinful nature.
所以洗礼如果没有信仰一直在成长还是会被罪控制，因为还有罪性。
So if after baptism we do not grow in spirituality, then we are still controlled by our sinful natures and we will continue to sin.
那难道人只有罪性而已吗？
But do people only have this sinful nature?
当然人还有良心。
Actually, people also have conscience.
好，我们现在来看罗马书的第七章。
Let's turn to Romans 7.
第七章的十八节。
Romans 7, verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find.
十九节。
19. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil that I will not to do, that I practice.
二十节。
20. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me.
在这个地方保罗在提到他内心里面的征战。
Here Paul describes the struggle within his heart.
首先他提到立志行善由得我，但是行出来行不出来，我没有办法控制。
He describes how he wills to do good, but he is not able to do it.
为什么人会立志行善？
And why is it that a person will want to do good?
因为人有良心。
Because people have conscience.
那良心是什么？
What is conscience?
我们看圣经里面讲良心是什么。
We can look at what the Bible says conscience is.
我们先看罗马书的第二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章的十二节。
Verse 12. Romans chapter 2, verse 12. For as many as have sinned without law will also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law will be judged by the law.
有时候我们会听人讲那个人没有听过道理，将来神要审判下地狱，这个不公平，因为他没有听过道理。
Sometimes we hear people say, well, if a person has never heard the gospel or the truth, how can they be judged according to it if they never heard it?
圣经也这样讲你不知道律法，你就不知道罪。
And the Bible also says this, if you do not know the law, you do not know sin.
但是接下去就在讲良心。
But here the Bible starts to talk about conscience.
我们看十三节。
Let's read verse 13. For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified.
十四节。
14. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves.
这里讲没有律法的外邦人，就他都没有生过圣经的道理。若者顺着本性行律法的事，他虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。
Here describes how Gentiles who never received the law, if they do the things in the law, then they are a law to themselves.
什么叫做顺着本性行律法的事
？What does it mean to by nature do the things in the law？
比方说十条诫命。
For example, the Ten Commandments.
这个第一条到第四条，这是人跟神的关系。
The first four commandments relate to the relationship between man and God.
这个需要圣灵的帮助我们才知道没有这样做是罪。没有圣灵帮助，我们真的不知道。
We need to have the help of the Holy Spirit to recognize these as necessary.
那从第五条到第十条。
And then from the fifth through the tenth commandment,
这个是人伦道德的一个基础。
These are commandments related to relationships between people.
没有听过圣经道理的人都知道要孝顺父母。
Everyone who has not heard the Bible still know that they need to honor their parents.
没有读过圣经也知道不可以杀人。
People who have never read the Bible also know they should not kill.
也知道不可以犯奸淫。
And that they should not commit adultery.
也知道不可以贪心。
And they know they should not be greedy or covet.
不可以偷窃。
They should not steal.
不可以说谎。
They should not lie.
那为什么他没有听过道理，他知道这些事情不能做？
How do they know these are things they should not do if they have never read the Bible?
那个就是良心。
This is their conscience.
所以没有信耶稣的人，没有听过道理，他也有良心。
So those who have never believed in Jesus, who never read the Bible, they have conscience.
所以他的良心就是他的律法。
So their conscience is their law.
所以所多玛城挪亚那个时代。
So during the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, there was no Mosaic law yet.
但是为什么他们有罪?
But why did they have sin?
因为他们违背了心里面的良心。
Because they went against their conscience.
所以良心也可以审判一个人。
So conscience can also judge a person.
所以我们看15节。
Let's read verse 15. Who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or also excusing them.
这里讲啊，律法的功用就刻在他们心里面了。
It says the law written in their hearts.
律法的功用是什么？叫你知道对错。那刻在他们心里面就是在良心里面告诉你。
The work of the law written in their hearts is their conscience telling them what is right and what is wrong.
那接下去，他们是非之心同作见证。
And their conscience also bearing witness.
而且接下去，并且他们思念互相较量，或以是，或以是非。
And between themselves, their thoughts accusing or also excusing them.
所以我们人有一个是非之心，那一直在心里面一直在辩驳，这个是对，这个是错，那辩驳到最后就有一个定论，这个是对，这个不对，那是什么？良心。
So when we have this kind of struggle inside of us, trying to tell us to do right or wrong, this is our conscience.
所以没有听过道理的人，如果用良心来审判，得救也不多，可能连一个都没有。
Those who have never received the law, it would be very few who can be saved.
因为良心的标准非常的高。Because
the standard of the conscience is also very high.
那我们如果回到罗马书第七章，现在我们里面有良心，但是里面也有罪性。
So we can return to Romans 7, where it describes how, even though we have the sinful nature, we also have conscience.
那这个里面两个完全不同的力量。
And these are two very different forces within us.
在控制一个人。
That are controlling us.
这个就是征战。
And this is a spiritual battle.
所以一个人要从成圣进到成圣，会经历一个过程，就是良心跟罪性在征战。
So for a person to go from justification to sanctification, they must undergo this struggle within themselves.
所以有时候我真的听过好几个信徒在讲。
I have often heard many members say,
我真的很不喜欢我自己的个性。
I don't like my personality.
我很羡慕某某人的个性。
But I like this other person's personality.
这是真的。
And this is real.
因为当一个人要追求成圣、信仰要进步的时候， 常常发现自己的个性真的很难改变。
Because when we start to really pursue holiness and sanctification, then we start to dislike aspects of our personalities.
那讲个性是比较好听的，就是个性，每个人都不一样，就个性不一样。
So when we say personality, we feel like that's more acceptable because everyone has a different personality.
其实有时候那个个性就是罪性。
But actually, what we call personality is our sinful nature.
所以我很不喜欢我的个性，常常就是指着我很不喜欢我里面那个罪性在控制我。
And sometimes when we say we don't like our personality, we actually mean we don't like how our sinful nature still controls us.
所以有时候我们在教会里面看到有的人很热心带慕道者到教会来。
Sometimes we see in the church some members very fervently bring truth seekers to the church.
到最后也有洗礼的。
To the point where they also are baptized.
但是到最后那个慕道者不来，或者洗礼完又离开教会，也是因为那个带慕道者这一个人。
But in the end, when those newly baptized eventually depart from the church, it's because of that person.
为什么？
Why?
因为如果带慕道者这个人把主耶稣的性格活出来，
if that person who brought the truth seeker really lived out the nature of Jesus Christ,
那这个叫做香膏，馨香之气。
And that is this fragrance, this incense.
哦，会让人很喜悦，会吸引人。
It will be attractive to other people.
哦，所以人会因为这个人身上有主耶稣的香气而想要留在这个教会。为什么那个人真的是很好？
And it will be like a force, a fragrance for other, attracting people to the church and wanting to stay in the church.
哦，但是有时候人很热心做圣工，但是忽略了灵修，那个个性没有改变。
But when a person diligently serves in the church but fails to cultivate themselves spiritually and grow spiritually.
啊，动不住就是生气。
And they are easily angered.
哦，还有很多其他的不好的个性。
Or they manifest other perhaps negative parts of their personality.
那如果这个慕道者出现的，他已经超越人，他跟神建立关系，你个性怎么样？这是你的事情。我是要信耶稣，我要得救，就没有问题。
But if a truth seeker who comes to believe really establishes a relationship with God, so that it doesn't really matter anymore what other people, how other people are.
哦，但是如果一个慕道者出信的，他还没有跟神建立关系。
But if a truth seeker didn't yet establish the relationship with God.
那看到带领他这个人的罪性这么明显，跟外面的人差不多。他说：“我为什么要再停留在这个教会呢？”
And they see that this person who brought them is just like other people in the world who are full of sinful nature. Then they will want to depart from the church.
所以啊，我们在教会热心做圣工很好。
So it's good for us to fervently serve in the church.
但是有一件事情啊，一样重要。
But another thing is very important.
要追求个性的改变。
We need to pursue after the transformation of our personalities.
也就是要从罪性得到自由。
Which means actually that we must obtain freedom from our sinful nature.
那这样啊，我们在教会里面不但可以带慕道者，而且可以吸引很多人留在教会。
Which means then that not only are we able to bring truth seekers, that we can also attract people to stay in the church.
所以我们现在回来看罗马书的第七章。
Let us look back at Romans 7.
第七章二十节。
Verse 20. Romans 7, verse 20. Now, if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me.
那二十一节。
21. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good.
二十二节。
22. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man.
23.
23. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members.
在这个二十二节哈，占我里面的意思啊，你看那个原文叫人，我里面那一个人。
It says in verse 21, a law or evil is a person within me, or in the original language.
就是人的良心啊。
It is, and the one who wills to do good, that one, that person is the conscience.
我的良心，我是喜欢神的律，我很喜欢照圣经的道理来生活。
The conscience likes the law of God and wants us to live according to the law of God.
不管谁得罪我，圣经就是说你要赦免。
Regardless of who offends us, the Bible tells us to forgive them.
要以善报恶。
That we need to repay evil with good.
我的良心真的很喜欢照神的话去做。
And our conscience likes to do according to the law of God.
但是我里面还有另外一个律。
But within us, within me is also another law.
这个就是罪性啊。
Which is that sinful nature.
他得罪你这么多，你还赦免他？
This person offended you so much. Are you going to forgive them?
他怎么待你，你就怎么待他。
How they treated you is how you should treat them.
这个就是罪性啊。
That is a sinful nature.
他恨你，你也可以恨他。
If he hates you, then you can also hate him.
这个就是罪性啊。
That also is sinful nature.
所以我们人的里面那个人良心是要让我们行善。
So this conscience within us, that person inside of us, wants us to do good.
但是我们这个肉体罪性是 要捆绑我们活在罪里面。
But our sinful nature wants to bind us to live in sin.
所以一个人要追求成圣啊，会经历过这种征战。
So a person who wants to become sanctified will undergo this struggle.
哦，所以后来保罗怎么讲呢？
And then what does Paul say?
我们看24节。
Verse 24. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
哦，我真的苦啊。
He says, O wretched man that I am.
这个苦不是肉体在受苦啊。
It is not the flesh that is suffering.
这个苦是心灵在受苦。
This is the internal person, the heart.
我知道罪不好，但是我继续去做。
He knows that sin is not good, but he continues in it.
我知道良心的义是好的，但是我做不出来。
And he knows the good in his conscience, but he is unable to do it.
这个也告诉我们了，虽然我们里面也有罪性，也有良心，但是罪性的力量比良心还大。
And this teaches us that even though we have both our conscience and our sinful nature inside of us, the sinful nature is stronger.
哦，甚至有时候信耶稣也是一样。
And even after we have believed in Christ.
天天立志，但是常常失败。
We often make determinations, but we often fail.
所以我们就会经历说，我真是苦啊。
And so we feel that we are suffering.
那为什么保罗会有这个体验？
And why does Paul have this experience?
因为如果我们从14节一直到25节
If we read from verse 14 through 25,
37次保罗提到我
In this passage, Paul mentions the word I 30 times.
也就是从洗礼之后呢，他要用自己的力量，用自己的良心来行善用自己的意志来抵挡罪恶。
Because he was trying to show that he was trying, using his own strength to overcome his sinful nature.
到最后，他发现这个没有办法得胜了。
Then he realized that he cannot, win.
所以才会说我真的苦啊。
And so that's why he called himself a wretched man.
那这样人的努力方向就会改变。
And then the purpose of a person'sstriving will change.
所以如果我们看24节谁能救我这个取死的身体呢？我真是苦了。
So verse 24, who can deliver me from this body of death?
谁能救我脱离这个罪性呢？
Which is, who will deliver me from this sinful nature?
这个是问号啊。
It's a question.
那25节就是答案。
Verse 25 is the answer.
感谢神，靠着主耶稣基督，就是主耶稣就是答案啊。
I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So Jesus Christ is the answer.
所以一个人要打败罪性照着良心来生活，要靠着主。如果不靠主信耶稣不靠主，你还是没有办法得胜。
For a person to overcome their sinful nature, they must rely on the Lord Jesus Christ. Without relying on Christ, we cannot be victorious.
所以以色列百姓在出埃及记他们埃及受很多苦。
On the wilderness journey, the Israelites underwent a lot of suffering.
所以他们就向神呼求。
And they cried out to the Lord.
神就告诉摩西。
When they were in Egypt.
你们把他从埃及带出来。
And then Moses was commanded by God to bring them out of Egypt.
到一块牛奶与蜜之地。
To bring them to a land flowing with milk and honey.
那这个牛奶与蜜之地在新约时代是什么？
What is the land flowing with milk and honey today?
就是主耶稣讲天国进那个天国。
It is the kingdom of heaven that Jesus Christ was preaching.
那天国就是什么？就是神的国。
What is the heavenly kingdom? Is the kingdom of God?
那神的国在哪里？
And where is the kingdom of God?
神的国就在我们心里面。
The kingdom of God is in our hearts.
如果神的国完全充满。
And if the kingdom of God fills us.
我们神有多好，我们的心里那个体验也有多好。
However, good is God, that will be our experience.
那是牛奶，是很丰盛的。
It is a place of abundance.
那是牛蜜的，它是很甜美的。
It is a place flowing with honey, it is sweet.
所以我们信耶稣到最后，我们的内心有神同在，有神当王，很丰盛，很甜美。
So in the end, when our hearts are filled by God, we will experience abundance and sweetness.
但是，我们如果到了约书亚记，你就看到神说那一块地给你。已经给你了。
When we look at Joshua, when God said this land has been given to you.
但是你要跨过约旦河。
But you must cross the river Jordan.
然后你要打仗。
And you must fight.
你才可以得到那一块地。
Then you can obtain that land.
那第一个战就是攻耶利哥城。
And their first battle was Jericho.
那耶利哥代表什么？
What did Jericho represent?
代表罪恶的城。
It represented a sinful city.
那里面有妓女在里面呢。
There were harlots in there.
哦，拉合。
Rahab.
啊，所以我们信耶稣以后，怎么让我们的心真的是平安喜乐？
So how can we have our hearts be full of joy and peace?
就是要攻我们内心的耶利哥。
We must conquer the Jerichos inside our hearts.
每个人那个罪性哈，每个人不一样。
We all have different types of sinful nature.
有的是骄傲。
Some of us are proud.
有的是嫉妒。
Some of us are envious.
有的是仇恨。
Some of us hate.
有的是苦毒。
Some of us have bitterness.
每个人都不一样。
Everyone is different.
那你如果哈要用自己的意志哈，你每一次都打败仗。
But if we rely on our own determination and our own will, then we will always fail.
那耶利哥是怎么倒的？
How was Jericho conquered?
神的方法很简单啊。
God's way was so simple.
你就抬着约柜。
They just carried the ark.
每一天绕一圈。
And they circled the city of Jericho once.
第七天绕七圈。
Per day until the seventh day when they circled it seven times.
大喊一声，他就倒了。
And they shouted a great shout, and the city walls were
fell. 所以今天我们要把罪性把它拿掉。
So today we must get rid of our sinful nature.
我们心才会有平安。
Only then can our hearts be at peace.
那罪性怎么拿掉？
How do we get rid of our sinful natures?
每天为着自己的耶利哥祷告。
Every day we must pray for the Jericho that is in our hearts.
你一直祷告，祷告到最后，这个罪性自己就倒了。
If you pray about it every day, then eventually the city will fall.
我现在不会恨人了。
And then you will find one day I don't hate anymore.
这个就是，是耶利哥倒了。
That means that your Jericho has fallen.
我现在不会生气了。
Or you find that you are no longer angry.
我现在心里没有那个苦毒了。
Or that you have no bitterness in your heart anymore.
罪性已经，耶利哥已经倒了。
Because your Jericho has fallen.
罪性倒了，我们就得胜了。
And when our Jericho has fallen, then we have achieved sanctification.
我们就往成圣又靠近一步。
And we are closer into that holy city.
所以我们称义之后要往成圣一直去进步。
So after we are justified, we must continue walking in the path of sanctification.
那将来我们跟神的关系越来越好。
Then our relationship with God can grow closer and closer.
那我们就有公义、平安、喜乐。
Then we can have righteousness, joy, and peace.
那将来能够回到天国。
And one day we can return to the heavenly kingdom.
那天国有公义的冠冕为我们存留。
Which has a crown of righteousness prepared for us.
所以天国是努力的人进去的。
So the heavenly kingdom is taken by those who pursue it diligently.
打败罪性。
Those who can conquer their sinful nature.
让神性充满。
Who can be filled by the divine nature.
唱诗。